Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
You okay, buddy?
I'm very good. How about you?
Good. How was your weekend?
Splendid.
Did you do whatever your wife wanted on Mother's Day?
I did. She wanted me to wash windows, so I washed windows.
Good for you. All right. Yeah, likewise. I had to garden and take care of other things.
Unfortunately, the window she wanted me to wash, I had to be a contortionist and stand on top of the air conditioner.
But you're okay today.
Yeah, I didn't fall off, thank God.
You probably got some good steps in, though, so bent over backwards. You really bend over backwards for Bonnie, I'll
tell you. I'm a little painful this morning because of all that work.
Yeah, that's been happening since you were 50-some.
Of course, I must admit that she does about 25 to 50% more work than I do in a given minute.
Well, that's normal.
Right.
Women still carry the bulk of all the housework and work that needs done of every kind. Why is that?
Well, let's not get totally carried away. I do my share, as I'm sure you do as well.
Who does the most work at your house?
Depends on where you look at it. We have a division of the labor that works perfectly.
Okay.
I mow the lawn. She does the trimming. I do my own laundry. If I see the dishwasher needs started, I start the dishwasher.
Oh, you had to start. Do you have to put detergent in?
I have to put a little pod in and press the button. It's awfully hard work. But I'm willing to take it.
Who loads the dishwasher?
Anybody who has a dish.
Oh, I got you.
Just put it right in the dishwasher.
Right, she's got you well trained.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm sure this is more than enough frivolity for most of our audience.
Well, you may find it frivolous. I don't.
Well, no, this is real life at your place, but it doesn't apply everywhere.
It's my life.
I think every house has a division of labor. I don't think that's unusual.
Probably not. Right. Actually, it works very well.
Good.
Considering we're into 57 years, we've survived.
Yeah, you made it this far. You must be doing something right. All right. Well, welcome on board, everybody. It is the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe McGranahan is directly across from me. He's a good conservative. He's an actual Republican. He's going to vote all Republican tomorrow.
Well, I don't have any choice.
It's the primary. Okay. I thought I wasn't sure if you'd catch that. And I already voted straight Democrat, so we already mailed in our ballots, so hopefully we'll get
it. I'm looking forward to open primaries. I think it's about time Pennsylvania considered that.
I do, too. I think that actually has some momentum in Harrisburg. It certainly is a robust debate. Of course, having Democrats in the House
there's
is helping.
There's an oxymoron. What? Movement in Harrisburg.
Well, yeah, that's true. But there's a conversation, I should say, about it. Well, they talk about a lot of good things in Harrisburg and don't do anything. And then the things that they should do, they don't do, like Convention of States, having a robust discussion about it, or really anything.
Radar for municipal police?
Oh, well, that's been debated and voted on.
No, it hasn't. Not in the House.
It hasn't been debated in the House.
The Senate, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Passes the Senate. Just
well, you have Democrats in control of the State House now. Is that
and
helping?
I'm hoping that that makes a big difference this time around.
All right. Well, hopefully.
Because the Republicans sure don't have the guts to pass it.
Should be
except
interesting.
Except for people like Senator Culver, who's worked very hard to help us get radar for municipal police.
Okay. Were you satisfied with your answers from the local candidates about radar, Mike Stender and Trevor Finn?
I haven't talked to Mike Stender.
Oh, okay.
Or Trevor Finn.
Well, they were here for their interviews.
But I wasn't here for
you weren't here either day.
No,
isn't that something?
I wasn't.
Well, that was exceedingly poor planning on our part.
Nope. Didn't hear a thing
from
them.
Sure we asked about radar, and I'm sure they support it. So.
Right.
I'm sure. All right. Well, anyway. Okay. So welcome on board. Let's see. What else can I tell you? Rob Sander is our fabulous producer on the other side of the glass. That much is 100% verifiably true. So we appreciate all his help and hard work. We know that On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at Sunbury.com. SunburyMotors.com. Our phone number is 570-743-9565. If you'd like to talk to us anything about the State House or State Senate or our local state senators or state representatives, feel free to give us a call. It's 570-743-WKOK. We can talk about national issues. The Title 42 ending apparently did not bring an army of individuals coming over the border illegally seeking asylum. There's still, what, 3,000 a day or something? Something ridiculous.
More than enough.
Yeah, some ridiculously high number. But Mexico's assisting somewhat. The app is working about 10% of the time.
Yes, and did you see they're giving people appearance dates in 2026 and 2027?
Yep, I saw that. Yep,
so they get to stay 3 or 4 years and they milk the American public with welfare and...
Well, actually, you don't get welfare if you are not...
Well, they get social services of some type.
Really?
Did you hear about the...
None of it's nonprofit?
One of the motels or hotels in New York where they're putting them up.
Some of them got rather
drunk and started a fight. So these are great citizens that we're welcoming.
Gathered 10,000 people in one area and a fight broke out? Now, how could that happen?
As though that doesn't happen in our society
anyway.
Where would they get the money to drink? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know. Work, Joe?
But they're undocumented. How could they get work?
Can't they get a temporary work visa?
Well, not if you're in here undocumented.
Oh, if you're just straight illegal, I got
right.
you. Okay. Well, honestly, Joe, you and I are going to go back and forth around this, and you have just enough Fox talking points to make it sound terrible. But you have
just enough MSNBC talking points to make it sound like a humanitarian benefit.
No, I'm just saying we have a crisis in the U.S., and our idiotic leaders who have had their brains surgically removed within the vortex, haven't done anything about it for decades. Yes, we certainly are at a turning point now. President Biden hasn't helped. He took a couple cursory measures as we approach this Title 42 end that may have helped a tiny bit. But, you know, we have big issues. And, of course, the Biden administration continues to say, well, if you fix those countries where they're coming from, maybe there won't be as many coming here.
What has the Biden administration done to fix those countries, out of curiosity?
Well,
I'd be happy to hear
you.
Know,
just aid and diplomacy and advice and information, I suppose, you know, propping them up.
Hey, if you guys were better, your people wouldn't be coming
really
across our border.
This is a crisis of our own making. If you're talking about the fentanyl coming over by the truckload now, why is it that U.S. citizens demand hundreds of thousands of pounds of fentanyl every day? You know, why do we need all this pot coming from Mexico?
Are you demanding it?
No, but the U.S. Addiction and fentanyl use rate's ridiculous. And when somebody smuggles fentanyl from Mexico into the U.S., it's because we want it here, not because they think it's a good idea to bring it here and to introduce it. It's because there's demand for it.
Well, that's
100%
our fault.
Just like, granted, Biden's in charge, so he is 110% in charge of the crisis right now. But every president for the past, 50 years has ignored or just done little cursory things here.
I don't understand how you think it's our fault that people want to use fentanyl. Why is it our fault?
Who sticks it in their arm?
Not us.
What do you mean? So U.S. citizens aren't using fentanyl illegally?
Yes, but you're saying it's our fault. How is it our fault as a people, the citizens of this country, the overwhelming majority of the people of this country don't use fentanyl?
Don't use it. Well, okay.
So how is it our fault?
So how about one-third of the country, then? Would you concede that much use?
I don't
some
even know
form
that
of,
that's true.
Okay, what is the right guess? Just a guess.
I don't know. I would say maybe 4%, 5%.
Okay, so 4%.
If I were to guess.
4% of our population is demanding more heroin, pot, and fentanyl. That's why they're smuggling in. My point is that this is our crisis. We created a huge demand for illegal drugs, and then we complain when they bring it in over the border. It's our own dumb fault. We don't fix the border. We don't fix the immigration crisis. We don't fix the drug issues. We just keep saying, oh, yeah, bring in more fentanyl. Oh, and by the way, fix that southern border, too.
How do we fix the drug problem? We've had wars on drugs. We've had all sorts of social programs. words, just say no. Remember that one? Well, that was a good one, just say no.
You remember our
That was Nancy Reagan's, as I recall.
Well, one of our good listeners
suggests
that we legalize drugs so that they're taxed and regulated. Tax and regulate.
But I think that's
a suggestion.
If this is a bad idea, if taking drugs is a bad idea, then why in God's name would we want to legalize it?
And tax it. Well, you'd have to ask that about cigarettes and beer and marijuana in many states. Why do that? All right, well, we're deep into the immigration conversation right now. I'm just simply saying that the demand for fentanyl starts in the U.S. Yes, the drug lords in Mexico are willing to send, you know, mules and trucks loads of it here, but it's only because we said, hey, we want more fentanyl here.
No, we didn't say that.
All right,
certain people are consuming it.
Okay.
And let's face it, what do the drug dealers do? I mean, they come in and try and make a market. They try to get people hooked.
Right. They're business people, if nothing else. All right. Bobby D., you are on the mark. We're talking about the southern border and fentanyl coming over in great numbers.
Okay. Okay, of course, this being, you know, the United States of America, and we're supposed to be the melting pot, you know, to make some provisions of that. But the thing is, what rules can we revive? Of course, like with the labor force and the, like, years ago, I don't know if you remember this, Mark, the migrant workers would come to work on the farms for the summer. So, I mean, there was a program or some type of program set up back then.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, work visas, obviously, jobs are needed here. So if you're going to build a wall, you're going to have to find some way for the migrant workers with temporary visas to get
yes.
in the U.S. So that'll be part of the solution. Okay. Well, yeah, to look at our employment system, a lot of individuals have to work in the U.S. We have way more jobs than we
yes.
have workers, so we need
yes.
immigrants.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir. Yep. Thank you for that. Mike, we're talking about the U.S.-Mexico border.
Yeah, before I get into that, last week I was talking about this border being a basically a manufactured crisis and being funded partly by many of the enemies of the United States around the world. And one particular data point that came to my attention was when it comes to our federal debt, previously 50% of our federal debt was funded by foreign investors. That ratio is now down to 30%. So our overseas investors are seeing something here. My opinion is they're seeing something happen in our country that they're not satisfied with. So they're not putting as much money into our federal debt as it was before. And I think they're seeing something that we are not. Okay, that's one thing I wanted to say. Now, as far as the southern border is concerned, I've been listening for 3 years to a man named Michael Yon, former Special Forces, now a journalist, a war correspondent, so to speak, traveling around the world, but mainly for the last 2 years, focusing solely on the immigration issue in South America, Latin America, and on our border. And he was at Gate 42 when Title 42 was taken back. And what he said was this. He said, it was a staged media situation. All the reporters were there, all the agencies, all the satellite trucks, all that business, and they were mainly showing the typical women and children orderly coming across the border. You get away from the entrance number 42, and things were just the same as they always were and worse. So what my opinion is, you know, I think Trump called it state media. The state media had one message for everyone to see that watches, you know, the major networks and that. And then there's reality. So I think that, you know, what we're hearing from our government and our media has to be questioned entirely, all the time. And the idea that things are calming down when apartment buildings or hotels are being taken over to house these migrants in New York City, and homeless vets are being kicked out, according to Fox News, which I had on for 30 seconds this morning and happened to hear that. It doesn't make sense to me at all. And finally, Mark, I think you said this is something of our own making. Now, when you say our own making, our means you, Joe, and myself, you know, But I'm not taking any responsibility for this because I voted for Donald Trump three times, once in the primary and twice in the general election. And he, in my mind, was doing the right thing to take control of this. And the second he got out of, well, actually, probably before he was out of office, the stampede to America started.
And the surge.
And I just have to say, I'm not going to take any responsibility for what's happening there at all, because I've cast my votes the way they should be to get an orderly immigration situation. And the idea that Mayorkas and Biden can say, this is Congress's fault. Hey, Congress passed a bill, and Biden said, hey, that's dead on arrival if it ever gets to me.
Well, I was thinking bigger.
Fault, and how's it Congress's fault?
Well, I think you are part of the United States. You're not separate from it. Just because you voted for one candidate that had a good solution doesn't absolve you of any citizenship in the U.S. The nation has created this issue over the past 50 years. The nation has addicts who demand lots of fentanyl and heroin to come over the border. So we have created the demand as a nation. You, individual, haven't used the drugs and have voted for good candidates. Candidates and candidates who went down there with solutions. But I'm thinking bigger than just myself. I'm thinking of, as a nation, we haven't fixed the border crisis. As a nation, we've developed a need for illegal immigrants to work in the fields and the hotels and every other landscape industry in Arizona and California. In the U.S., we of a nation have stuck needles in our arms and now popping pills made of fentanyl or wherever it's really used today. So not you. You have absolutely no responsibility at all whatsoever here, but the nation as a whole could have secured the border, but has declined to do so. Elected a man who has done nothing but make the problem worse as the past few years have gone on. So, yes, Mike, you're off the hook. You've done nothing.
You're missing, I think, a larger context here. The United States elects people to represent the citizens. This is a constitutional republic. We put elected people in office. We take opinion polls that show that the majority of people want the border closed and they're concerned about this. I think the latest survey said something like 23% thought this was not a problem. So the overwhelming majority of people think it is a problem. Mm-hmm. And we send people to Congress, but what do they do there?
Nothing.
They're more intent on getting their reelected than they are in solving the problem. And until we get some people with guts in Washington willing to work across the aisle and take on tough solutions, come up with tough solutions to tough problems, we're going to have an open border. We're going to have our government not being funded properly. We're going to pay more in taxes for less in services.
I don't think you're arguing against me. I think you're agreeing with me that Mike has done everything he could. He sent a good president to Washington in terms of his ballot action, and he probably thought he was sending a good congressman to Washington. But once they get to Washington, guess what they do?
Very little.
Go ahead. Yes, nothing. Their brains are removed.
But
their reelection is their only priority.
Right. What is it, like 98% of congressional candidates get reelected after they've been put in office? Mm-hmm. The only guy that I think might get defeated this time for sure is that guy up in New York who lied about his background.
Mike, we'll give you the last minute. Go right ahead.
Well, I think I'll summarize what your position is, Mark. Nothing changes until the pain gets bad enough. And, you know, it's like it doesn't matter what you're talking about, people's health. Generally speaking, they'd rather take a pill than make a health lifestyle change. And I think that if we're going to sit back and allow things to get bad enough, it just might be too late. And as far as Joe's point about reelecting the people over and over again, I think that the last election was a perfect example of what happens when we sit back and allow special interest, we allow the big money to come in from technology, and we stand by and let our FBI and CIA lie to us, we're going to get bad candidates that do not have our interests in mind, but rather theirs.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Mike. Thanks for calling in.
You're
appreciated.
Welcome.
Mike from Bloomsburg. All right, we have one open line and one line waiting, 570-743-9565. It's the open line. We're talking about the U.S. border. I'm simply saying that the whole border crisis is our doing and our doing only, and President Biden is currently captaining a nation that has ridiculous demand for illegal drugs and illegal workers and has done nothing about the border for decades, but Joe says, I'm wrong. Okay.
I think you are oversimplifying a very complex issue.
Gotcha. All right. 570-743-9565. Respond. Call us now.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Rob Sender is our fabulous producer. On the other side of the glass, Joe McGranahan's across from me. I'm Mark Lawrence, and Stan is our next caller. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Good morning. Mike from Bloom, he's correct. Anyways, you were saying about fentanyl because of the great demand for it here in this country. I'm not 100% sure there is a demand for the fentanyl itself, because it seems to be that, you know, the drug dealers are lacing the other drugs with the stuff, and unsuspecting users die because of it.
What's the other drug they're lacing it with?
Heroin? Well, they put it in heroin and cocaine and and some other, like Percocet and stuff like that. When they make the pills, they lace it with that, is from what I understand. Okay. I don't use, so I don't know. That's what I've read, okay?
Gotcha.
So, they're not taking fentanyl straight, because fentanyl straight, from my understanding, it doesn't take much to kill you.
Okay.
Not much at all.
All right. So
I don't think that the users, you know, I wish there were no users. That would be, you know, a perfect world, wouldn't it? But there are. So, but I don't think they're looking to go out and buy fentanyl straight and
per
use
se.
It to get a high.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm thinking. I think they also do is lace some marijuana with the stuff, too, because it's in a liquid or whatever, and they spray it on and people die. So that being said, the majority of that stuff is being made in China, and, you know, China has been trying to bring the country down for years. So, you know, they're just sending it over here. What's the big deal? You know, we'll send it over to the crazy Americans. They'll take it and die, and it'll make it that much easier for us, pretty much. But they're also, somebody would have to explain to me why there's a, you know, a lot of thousands of military-aged males, Chinese males, down in South America coming north.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? My understanding of people in China, it's not that easy to travel from China. You have to get permission from the government, correct?
Yes. I'm going to say yes. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's my understanding of the way the Chi-Coms work. You know, the people of China are not individuals. They are wards of the government, basically.
Okay.
The government is in control, and you do not travel unless you get permission from the government. So they're flying into South America, going to the Darien Gap down there in, you know, South America or Central America. They're in Panama, and they're gathering at camps that the U.S. government has built. Okay,
what?
Now I don't understand that. Why has the U.S. government built camps in the Darien Gap for illegal immigrants to come north?
Where did you learn that? I knew the cartels were running them. That's kind of been talked about.
Check out Michael Yan, as Michael from Bloomsburg said. He's reporting on that. He's been down there many times. He lives down there at times for months at a time, and he goes to these camps. And he reported one time that Mayorkas flew down there, and he was there. The money's coming from the U.S. government for these camps through, you know, the NGOs and all that. So why? Why are they building those camps down there? Why are they putting an app out there that they can register to file for asylum? Okay, we have an immigration system. It's called go to the local consulate or embassy in the country you're in, and you file the paperwork. That's the immigration system. It's worked for decades upon decades, for the most part. It's not perfect, But here we have, they're just letting thousands upon thousands of people cross the border because they're seeking asylum, although they're not really seeking asylum. They're seeking economic, you know, advantage to improve themselves. That's what they're coming here for. They're not in danger. And if the things were so bad down there, what have the hundreds of millions of dollars we shipped around the world of our tax dollars, well, it's borrowed money, to these other countries, and then these other countries are sending their people here. We may as well just stop sending the money over there and keep it here because we're taking care of them here.
All right. Now, Stan, you're 100% right. We'll assume that the Michael Yon information is right and that we indirectly fund those camps before the folks head the 60 miles up the mountain and across the river and the Darien Gap. Whose dumb fault is this?
Well, whose dumb fault is it? Well, the people that elect the people like Joe Biden. Biden's been down there for 50 years, and look what he's doing to this country.
Okay? The broad answer is yes.
Everything is Trump's fault, right? That's what we heard.
The broad answer is us.
He was there for 4 years, but it's all his fault.
Right. Right. That's fine. That's great. The broad answer is us. He had 50 years of colleagues and peers who did nothing and or created this problem.
And Mark,
yes,
I'm not absolving the Republican Party for it because they're part of it, okay?
Gotcha.
It's both sides. But we got the man down there squatting in the White House that has just really, really stuck a knife in our back and twisted ours.
And he's going to be squatting and sitting for another 6 years by the look of it.
Well, time will tell.
Well, you got to get Trump off that ticket. And then you can get a real president in there.
That doesn't matter which Republican. The news media will try and destroy the next one.
I gotcha.
It doesn't matter.
Stan, call back. I know you got more to say.
I got more, but I ain't got time. So have a great day.
Hey, you too, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan's really fired up today. Good morning.
Hey, you're the one who's unhappy. I'm cheerful.
I'm not happy.
I can tell you're not.
I'm a little wound up. Okay. And Rob Center's our great producer. So we would invite you to contact us. You can call us on our telephone number, 570-743-9565. The line, all lines are open right at the moment, 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, as EB has done. And we got a couple of leftover emails, too. We can read those. And one of our good listeners says to Joe, can't the state police do radar in Shamokin Dam?
Well, they can do it anywhere in the state of Pennsylvania, but they don't usually come into municipalities where the police are actually have their own department.
Okay.
But that doesn't solve, even if they came into Shamokin Dam, that doesn't solve the problem statewide with Pennsylvania having unequal enforcement of speed laws, and it doesn't solve the problem of the high rate of speed-related deaths in traffic accidents we have here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but your speed limits on Routes 11 and 15 and on the old trail are too low.
Well, they're set by the state.
Well, they should be higher.
What do you want to do?
Kill people?
First of all, you know, I defy you to go. The last person I know that went more than 60, 70 miles an hour on Routes 11 and 15 was a lady who landed on top of the Chinese restaurant.
So you're saying if I go 60, I'll crash and destroy a building?
Mostly if you go that speed anywhere above 40 or 50 miles an hour during peak times, you're going to run into something.
Well, peak times, no, but overnight hours.
Well,
when the light's blinking yellow, you should be able to go 50.
Well, I think you probably can, unless there's somebody there with a radar gun to stop you.
Well, that's just
troopers. There wouldn't be anybody out. Actually, what the state troopers get out of the current radar bill is they get LIDAR and they get to use moving radar.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, right now the state police have to remain fixed, which is what municipal police will have to do if the bill passes.
Okay.
But if the bill passes, the state police will be able to be sitting in their cars driving down the highway and point the gun at you and make an arrest.
Isn't that funny? you've become a statewide advocate for this. People know you all over the state because you're advocating for the local police departments. So,
well, the State Mayor's Association is advocating for the local
police
departments.
Did you ever see a wrong you didn't try to right?
Yes, quite a few.
Right. Yeah, you're not trying to fix me.
I'm not. I mean, that's so wrong that I just can't do a darn thing about it.
It's a lost cause. It's like Washington, D.C. We argue about Washington, but nothing ever happens.
Right.
All right. Well, welcome on board, everybody. All right.
But I do have something I'm indignant about, and I'll read that in a moment.
Okay. We'll find out about that. I got to do news headlines. EB sent us an email. We got some emails, so we'll read those real quick here. On the mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Do please check them out at sunburymotors.com. Do as I've done. Pick out a vehicle that you like at sunburymotors.com. Then just go grab the keys and drive it for a few days, and then report on the radio what you think of that. You can do that, or you can go down there and you can talk to Alphonse or Eddie or the rest of the folks, and they'll help you out at the Kia dealership or Routes 11 and 15 at Hummel's Wharf. I'll have more to say about Sunbury Motors shortly. 570-743-9565 is our open number. I came in this morning and simply said that all of the issues at the U.S. southern border are our own dumb fault. Electing dumb leaders, using illegal drugs that are now, one stand correcting me, that it's not fentanyl use per se, apparently, that it's other drugs that we're using illegally, laced with fentanyl, that creates the demand for fentanyl. But nonetheless, it's us shooting these drugs or smoking them or whatever it is. So it's our own dumb fault. That's all I'm saying. And yes, President Biden is our own dumb fault in chief at the moment, but we put him there. Of course, we put other people like Biden in there for 50 years, and they did nothing. All right. All right. 570-743-WKOK. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. Some brief news headlines here. Fire hit a Sealands Grove apartment Sunday. One person was said to be trapped as the fire was dispatched. CSR 911 tells us Dauntless Hook and Ladder Company, along with a half dozen other volunteer fire responders, went to the blaze around 5 p.m. Sunday at 9 South High Street. One person was rescued. Again, no other details out from that fire scene. Current Northumberland County District Attorney Tony Matulevich, who missed the 5 p.m. deadline to get his papers filed, actually missed the 4:30 p.m. deadline to get his papers filed, is now seeking a write-in campaign. He's asking Republican and Democratic voters to write him in. He missed his opportunity to get the papers in on time. Thought the deadline was 5 p.m. Doesn't matter. He was in line at 5 p.m. That doesn't count. And a court ruled that he was not on the ballot. He wants Republican and Democratic writers to write it in. He asked us at the news desk to do him a favor. Matulewicz. Okay.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, it's going to be a pickle. But they take facsimiles, right? If somebody says they write it in a manner that's obviously that's what they meant.
Well, I think they will. Yeah, but
right. So that's what the judges do. All right. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. Yes, adults made out a little bit better during the pandemic.
What we saw during the pandemic was a lot of people talking on social media, on the radio, high-profile celebrities, politicians, talking openly about their mental health challenges in a way that we really never did before as a nation.
And that is Dr. Matthew Herford from UPMC talking about the fact that youth mental health is declining. The pandemic was actually the very worst thing we should have done to our adolescents. He says their academic and mental health standing declined significantly and will take a long time to recover. PennDOT crews are beginning night work tonight on Sunbury Road near Riverside. Very busy connector. They'll set up shop at 9 p.m. and work till 6 a.m. tomorrow. And finally, another NFL player in deep trouble. This is a star quarterback. He's done something very few other quarterbacks have done.
Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, who led his team to the Super Bowl last season and then signed a five-year, $255 million contract, is celebrating another achievement. earning a master's degree. The 24-year-old earned his graduate degree in human relations at the University of Oklahoma, the school's dean sharing that moment on Twitter. In an April interview with Essence magazine, Hurt said his mom, a special ed teacher, got her master's degree to keep ahead of the curve. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Oh, he didn't do something bad or assault somebody. He got his master's degree. So good for him. I thought we'd raise that up the flagpole since he's just a super human being. And
using football as a means to an end, not an end in and of itself.
There you go. All right. All right, 570-743-9565. I foolishly said it's our own dumb fault that our country is going to heck in a handbasket.
I do want to share this because one of our callers, Mike, touched on it. This is a story today. Homeless veterans have been booted from hotels in upstate New York to make room for the growing influx of migrants flowing in from the southern border, according to a nonprofit working with the veterans. The CEO of the Yerik Israel Tony Foundation, Sharon Tony Finch, told the New York Post she was notified by veterans that they were getting kicked out of hotels they were being housed in as they waited for more permanent housing options. Although they were not told explicitly it was due to the migrant surge, she said that was evident given the timing of the officials' battle at the border surge and spillover amid the end of Title 42. Unconscionable.
Well, if it's true, I mean, this is via Fox.
Why
I'm
else
sure.
would they throw them out? They were there. They were housing them until they found better permanent lodgings. Suddenly, they're being told to leave.
Joe, what's the real reason they knocked him out of there?
Because of the migrant surge.
Right, and where did they move them to?
They didn't give them a place to go.
Oh, they put them out in the streets.
They put them out in the streets.
On this, all right. Well, I doubt that very much. But
of course
that's
you
one,
do, because
listen,
that's your liberal bias.
No, but listen, why is that not our own dumb fault? Whoever's doing that, we put him in office. It's not some random housing authority making random decisions. If it's President Biden's administration, the VA doing that, knocking them out and putting migrants in instead,
okay, well,
who
there
put
I have
Biden
to agree,
in there?
I have to agree with you if that's what the Biden administration's doing. But, you know, everybody was so up in arms over Trump putting kids in cages. Where is the outrage over even the thought of somebody putting veterans out on the street to make way for illegal immigrants?
All right. Excellent point.
Shouldn't there be outrage about
Thank
that?
Thank you. We'll take your topic on face value until we get the rest of the story, at which time we'll find out that you're basically mistaken about everything. Dan,
no,
you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I appreciate it. Stan and Mike's calls, and I'm with them. It's not my fault. I voted for Trump 3 times, and it's too bad he's not in there now. What a mess we have. And, you know, he'll get my vote again. Hopefully he gets to, you know, they don't. Anything could go wrong between now and then, but if he's the guy, he gets my vote, because it'll take him, I believe it'll take him 4 years to even get halfway back to the mess that this administration created. I think it'll take him that long. But what I don't understand, I do a little bit, but how could people even think about voting for this administration? You know, I don't understand that part of it. When it was obvious to me, and it must have been obvious to a lot of other voters, that this administration we have now would do no good for us or the United States. They're against us as a people here, and I don't know if you see that or not, but they hate us. It's proved all the time, as Joe just mentioned, with the veterans, the ones that are here, they treat us as evil, and these illegals coming in, hey, we'll find them housing, we'll give them phones, whatever. And why is that?
Well,
that's a deliberate attempt.
How about
to destroy this country?
I think you are.
That's what it is.
I think if you voted for President Trump and support his divisive, disparaging, and horrendous rhetoric and his abysmal behavior and being a buffoon, you are responsible. I'll say something I said a couple years ago, that President Obama wrought Trump. The reason that President Trump got elected is because President Obama was so liberal that folks had to get somebody in there that was strident and ultra-conservative, and so that wrought Trump. And Trump was so strident and buffoon-like that that's what brought Biden. So technically, supporting Trump instead of a normal Republican brought Biden, so you are partially responsible.
No, I'm not. I'm responsible for putting a man, a good guy, in office. The guy I wanted since Reagan.
Right.
I wanted a, and this guy was a Reagan on steroids to get things done. He didn't care what the media said against him. He kept right on getting it done, and. You're carrying the typical line of the liberal, far-left media that he's a buffoon. He's a genius. He's a genius that got America humming. He got us humming like I never thought would happen. I was complaining for years. Me and a friend of mine that worked together, I said, our country's never going to get back on track. We figured before Trump got elected, a couple years before that, we were talking, you know who it's going to be? It's going to be another Bush. Another Bush, which we don't need. The Bushes never did nothing great for this country, except I realized Pop Bush was in the war, and a hero there. But as far as president, he was a new world order.
Oh, brother.
And we thought Jeb Bush would be the guy. I said, more gone down the hill slow. And along came Trump. Couldn't believe it that we got a real, truly conservative, love America, America first president. I couldn't believe it. Shocked that I thought this is the Almighty giving America a chance again.
Or flippiness the bird, one of the two.
that's unbelievable. You claim to be a Republican and say things like that.
Donald Trump claims to be a Republican, and all he does is bash other Republicans. Imagine a man doing a thing like that.
It's not a Republican or Democrat thing, Joe. It's much bigger than
that. Well, you just said I call myself a Republican for insulting. Wait a second. You said I just call myself a Republican. I insulted Donald Trump. Donald Trump insults Republicans all the time. So all I'm doing is following his example.
I don't care what he does.
I know you don't, but I do. I care what our leaders do.
Your Republicans, all they got us was Bushes. They would have had another Bush in there.
That's a good point.
People like you, Joe. You'd have put
on that
Bush
one.
In. I wouldn't have voted for Bush.
I would have voted for Bush. I would have voted for him.
I know you would. I wouldn't. I made a bad mistake. I voted for George Bush.
If it were a Bush the last
Bush,
time, wait
not
a second.
The old guy.
If it were a Bush,
Dan,
would you listen a minute? If it were a Bush and Joe Biden, who would you have voted for?
Neither.
Okay.
I'd have voted for the Constitutional Party.
That's a bad choice.
I'd have voted Constitutional. I didn't vote for Bush, the old Pap Bush. I voted for Ross Perot because he was the only change person. He wasn't near my ideal, but he was a changer. He was said that our country needed drastic change. That's why I voted for Ross Perot. And I didn't think anybody would ever come along. I thought America's just slowly going to be deteriorated. it goes faster under the usually a Democrat. We look how fast we're going down the tube under Biden. We're going super fast downhill.
Oh, we're gonna hit the road
under a Biden. Now, okay. If we had a Bush, it would be much slower. I agree with you on that.
Yep, I agree
but
with you
under
too.
Under Trump, we were going uphill.
Dan, we gotta hit the road.
We gotta go, Dan. We got
really
two other callers.
We're moving ahead.
Thank you, Dan.
And
have a good one.
Yep.
Take
you
care.
You guys have a good one.
Bye.
Take care. Have a good day.
Thank
you,
too, buddy. Thank you so much for calling in. One of our good listeners repeats. Stan says, no, Mark, I didn't put Biden in the White House. I take no blame for his position. All right, we're hitting the break. We'll be right back. Stand by, Bob and Al. You are our next callers. We'll be right back.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. That show could be even better than it is. We're talking about day one, Sunday
day
morning,
one,
6 a.m.
Yep.
It's a fabulous show by itself, but could be even better. All right, 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. Bob, you are on the mark. Thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm perfect, and Joe's wound up.
Well, I'm just calling to say that President Biden is doing such a great job. You know, the border is under control now.
Oh, yeah. All right.
There's no surge.
COVID restrictions went away.
Mm-hmm. Right. He's taken some action. And, you know, as much as you could argue whether that's really good for the government or not, President Biden's been successful. He's probably more successful in 2 years than President Obama was in 4, as far as getting things done that he wants to do. Now, you can argue they're bad for the country, but he wanted to do them.
And I was just up to New York City over the weekend, and the only homeless people I saw are these drug people carrying around their houses, their cardboard boxes with blue tarps. You know, they cover up the roof so they don't get rained on. And then there's needles laying right beside the boxes.
Well, this is a specific housing situation in upstate New York. Read just the first couple sentences along with the dateline,
Joe. Homeless veterans have been booted from hotels in upstate New York to make room for the growing influx of migrants flowing from the southern border.
I don't think you can just throw somebody out.
Well, they put them on the curb.
I've never seen a homeless veteran out on the street.
Well, go on up to upstate New York. Go up to upstate New York. Apparently, you'll see it.
Yeah, well, if it's only in one area, then that must be pretty good.
Well,
and the only reason
doesn't it bother you at all?
Trump got in office is because Obama couldn't be elected anymore because he did his 8 years, right?
That's true.
Right. Well, yeah, he couldn't continue. But I'm saying that he was viewed as being ultra-liberal. I mean, the Tea Party flourished under President Obama. So that's what I'm saying, that President Trump was part of the springback, that the world was ready for somebody who was not necessarily as strident as President Trump, but is sort of vocal and standing up for people who are racist
and
ultra-conservative.
I put out my Biden sign yesterday. I had nothing else to do. I was fixing my yard up. I thought, hey, it's time to put Biden back out there, you know?
So, all right, we got you. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for calling in. Always good to hear from you.
All right, don't forget to vote tomorrow. Have a good day.
I already did. Done. Got her done. Al, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Al.
Yeah, I'm here. I just wanted to get off a speakerphone.
Thank you.
I think what the caller before the last one is right on. And Trump was not establishment. And that's what we're talking about when we're talking about, you know, Washington, D.C., the government, the status quo, the Bush dynasty, the Kennedy dynasty. I mean, it's all establishment. It's all who you know and who's your friend and what direction the country's going to go. And they work together, the Democrats and the Republicans. And that's what Trump was getting around to say. That's the swamp. That's the corrupt old boys club from many, many years, and they don't care who's in charge as long as they still got their spot on the seat in the Senate or in their, you know. Mm-hmm. And as long as they're there, and they're all working together. And then that becomes the rhino, the, you know, Republican in name only, because you're really just progressing the establishment, the, you know, the welfare thing that we set up 50, 60 years ago in this country. And it's continuing now, and it keeps going like this. And Trump interrupted their plan, and that's why you get such big pushback. And I don't know what it's going to take, but it's a bigger plan than Trump. And Trump was in the road, because they're really just after our freedom and our liberty. And as far as that fentanyl, there was a 5-year-old kid that had it in his gummy. They are targeting people, and they're targeting our young. That's the biggest killer. 100,000 of our young died last year because of fentanyl, and it's not overdose.
So a drug dealer sold a fentanyl lace gummy to a 5-year-old.
Oh yeah, they have them. Yeah, yep, they have them.
And they're selling them to 5-year-olds.
I don't know who sold it to him, but he got a hold of a gummy. The Chinese are at war with us, 3 different directions.
Well, that should be easy to find.
Chemical.
Chinese drug dealer sells fentanyl-laced gummy to 5-year-olds.
And now they've got the invasion coming in.
Sure enough.
12 new federal cases found.
Yeah, they're going to war with us 3 different ways. They're going to take us over from the inside out if we don't stop it.
I can't find the specific story about a Chinese drug dealer selling to a gummy to a 5-year-old.
I'm not saying that, but indirectly, if you look at the life, it's coming from China. They're putting it in gummies, and a 5-year-old got a hold of somebody's dead. That's all you got to know.
Okay.
Where it came from and how it got here. And we have rules and border rules. We have laws. We got to enforce the laws evenly all the way across the board.
We're not to the point of actually doing something about this. We're only doing the finger pointing phase.
Yeah, we've been finger pointing since we, you know, didn't take responsibility for our poor.
Right.
When we gave it over to the government to take care of people, that's when we lost our responsibility.
Gotcha.
Yep. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in.
Yep,
let's see. You got 2 texts there.
Right. Nope, Mark. The suspicious activity of the 2020 election got Biden elected, along with the mainstream media lies. Dumb people believe those lies.
Well, even so, I mean, President Biden got some votes, even if he didn't get the majority of them.
He did get the majority of them.
Well, in real life, yeah, but our listener says, no, there was suspicious activity that screwed it up. But even so, it doesn't really matter. It's as though President Trump is some kind of savior that's going to fix 50 years of messed up activity.
Well, I mean,
the fentanyl crisis bloomed under him.
Under President Trump?
He created the crisis.
Who, Trump or Biden?
Trump.
You think Biden?
Well, that's when the fentanyl exploded. Now, yes, Biden's done nothing to stop it. I'll grant you that.
Well, let me ask you this question. The Biden was more or less secure during the Trump administration.
The border was more or less secure? Oh, definitely more secure under Trump. There's no argument about that.
Well, then how did all this fentanyl get in? Why was it getting in then? And now it must be a veritable flood.
Joe, let me tell you this.
All right, tell me.
If I said to you right now, your grandson needs you, you have to leave now, okay? You have to leave the building and go now, okay? But the front door is blocked because they're working on it. Right? They're fixing the lock. The side door, there's a bunch of boxes in the way. You can't get there. The other side door has a car parked in front of it. The basement door is rusted shut. Would you be able to get out of this building?
Yeah, I'd shoot you.
Well, that's fine. Right. You do whatever it takes to get out of here. Well, the drug dealer's the same thing. Trump can build a 29-foot wall.
Well, no, but you said it started during Trump, like he was responsible for it.
No, yeah. It started during Eisenhower. But anyway, that's another topic.
Well, there have been drugs coming across the border for a long time.
Right, exactly. So I'm just saying, and President Reagan... Sit down. Anyway, President Reagan didn't fix it either. I'm just saying that if the drug dealers don't care about President Trump's wall, they'll go around it. They'll go over it. They'll fly over it. They'll float around it.
The first 2 years of the Obama administration, they had the White House, and the Senate. They did nothing.
Right.
First 2 years of the Trump administration, the Republicans had the White House, the House, and the Senate. They did nothing.
Terrible.
Right. So, I mean, there is no resolve to solve these problems. Because why? We'd have to take something from somebody. We cannot face the fact in this country that we do not have the money and the resources to do everything without running up massive debt that our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren are going to have to pay.
Jeez. That hurt.
Well, it's true.
Yep, it's 100% true. Yeah, and I think... you're right. You know, that's kind of what I've been arguing today is that, yes, President Biden is the very latest worst rendition of the worst of this country. But this country is tolerated, perpetuated, promulgated this lousy leadership from Washington for decades. They don't want to address the real issue. Social Security is out of money. Our national debt, what is it, $36 trillion now? Some ridiculous amount. Now we're arguing about the debt limit.
We're going to make it up $41 trillion, I think we're going to make it.
Right. Now all these Republicans got religion. They say, well, you can't do this unless you tie things to it. Your favorite president voted to raise the debt limit, I think, 8 times during his presidency.
Right. He was the first one to cross $1 trillion in debt.
So, you know, this idea that President Biden wrought all this on the nation has destroyed the nation.
Well, no, nobody's saying that. I'm not saying it's all his fault or it's all Obama's fault or it's all Trump's fault. I'm saying that it's all the fault of the American people for being willing to accept not having tough decisions made in their name.
That's what I said.
No, you blame them. I'm just saying that the American people have elected people in good faith, expecting them to act in the best interest of the country. But then they get in there and then we find, oh, wait a second, they want to take my program away. They want to stop what I want done.
We did our part.
Right. We did our part, but we're not responsible for it.
Yeah,
I mean, until we get politicians, I don't think there's a current person in Washington, D.C., who would qualify for a chapter in Profiles in Courage. You know, Profiles in Greed, Profiles in Election.
There's a couple.
Who?
There was a Republican congressman on the talk shows yesterday. It was Border, whose town is on the borders down there. He's talking common
Henry
sense.
Henry Gonzalez?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well.
And he has a peer, too, that's also a smart individual that's not worried about.
But the thing is, where is the moral leadership of people like President Biden? At least President Trump on the border issue did try.
Right, did his little bit.
To do something for it. He asked for funding. And when he took money from the military, from an unused portion of the military, my heavens, the Democrats went apoplectic.
Former Congressman Will Hurd was on Meet the Press.
Okay.
Yep. But Gonzalez was on another show, and he's a super guy, too. All of these guys are talking common sense. And you know what? They're like a little asterisk in the discussion down there. Nobody listens to them because they're talking common sense. All right, folks. Joe has hit the nail on the head that we have met the enemy and it are us. We would like your reaction. 570-743-9565. Plus, we got two fabulous emails. We'll read those on the radio very shortly. 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. On the Mark, KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. Rob Sender's fabulosity is unparalleled, so we really appreciate his help. He's screening the calls. He's ready to go. 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family dealership, so in other words, the Mertzes have been in charge for a decade plus. 4th Street, Sunbury is one good location. Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf is the other location, but there's one more address you got got it right down, sunburymotors.com. That's where you can find out about the brand new Ford, Hyundai, and Kia vehicles. They got tons of them in stock these days. Inventory has caught up with demand and prices have stabilized. So now is an opportunity, whether it's a pre-owned vehicle or a brand new car or truck, they'll help you out. And if you are keeping your vehicle, not quite ready for the new one, go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. They specialize in all types of service on vehicles, state inspections, nitrogens, paint shop, body shop, alignment shop, big truck shop, little truck shop, car shop of every type. If you got a motorcycle, they can fix it. Two cycle, four cycle, three cylinder, five cylinder, 10 cylinder. They had a 10 cylinder Jaguar there the other day. And guess what? They fixed it. Ford, Hyundai, Kia, brand new. Sunbury Motor Company, sunburymotors.com. All right, Joe, do your stuff.
All right. Dennis says, Dan, you are on the mark in more ways than one. Joe vacillates. He wants the demeanor of Eisenhower and Kennedy, but the low gutter annex of today's politics opens the door for Trump to shoot from the hip and tells it like millions of Americans want to hear. Lyndon Johnson was not the pillar of decorum during his time. He was rude, abrasive, and used foul language, which is well documented. The USA is on the brink of irreversible change, and people want to argue over Trump's approach. During the 2016 Republican debates, almost all of the candidates slung mud and muck at Trump.
Right. He deflected, or it glanced off of him.
Right. And certainly, mud and muck are our stock and trade here in this country. Dealing with problems from a practical standpoint and solving issues that are festering and hanging fire, that we just don't do that. We need to sling muck and mire at people.
All right. Harry, you're on the mark. Next caller, please go right ahead.
Hey, good morning. I would like to do an intervention for Rob when he obviously needs some help either putting the crack pipe down or getting the rehab, if you can sit there and say that Biden has done a great job. I mean, when you look at it, it doesn't matter how you look at it. We cannot. There was a story in the newscast before his call, for example, about how people can't afford cars. There's no manufacturing of, or can't afford new cars. There's no manufacturing of new cars anyhow. So what we have seen in the last couple of years, and yes, you can blame the pandemic, and the pandemic we blame for something going on 20 years from now. Let's cut to the chase on that and stipulate that. But the simple fact of the matter is, 2 years ago, inflation was down around 2%. Now it's come down to 6% or 7%. You have less buying power with everything because of the inflation. Cost of everything is up. The cost consumer price index went up again in April, which means there will be another bump in the cost of everything, a lowering of availability, and a lower of your available spending money. We do not produce anything in this country, which has been going on for a long time anyhow. We can produce enough electricity or enough power, and we don't do that, or enough fuel for ourselves, and we don't do that. And you know, even things like, oh, well, we're going to mandate all electric vehicles. It doesn't matter that we can't power them. We're going to mandate that everybody has to have them. And in the meantime, just because the man was not Donald Trump, he's done a great job, or he was a better choice than Trump, just because he wasn't Trump. He wasn't a good choice to be in Washington for 50 years. He sure as hell isn't a good choice to be there now.
Can't argue that point with you.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead, finish.
No, well, my question is, the biggest question is, where are we better than we were when Trump was president as a people? I'm not talking about philosophy. I'm not talking about attitude. I'm talking about economically, status in the world, anything. Where are we better?
Well, more people are working, you know, so that would be one thing. Unemployment spiked during the pandemic and afterward, and so that's back down to normal and gone the other way.
The difference with that wouldn't have mattered who was president. People got shut down. People got put back to work. That was no accomplishment by a president. It wouldn't have mattered if it was Trump, Biden, or the second coming of Abe Lincoln. It would not have mattered.
Right, but I think you can argue that about almost everything that happens in Washington. No individual can take sole charge of it. You can't solely blame Trump for the pandemic, though denying it initially certainly didn't help anything. But in any event, you can argue that President Biden has accomplishments. The legislative—now, first of all, you can say—I'm going to preface this by saying everything Biden— Biden done has done is terrible. But what he wanted to do was to lower inflation, and so he was able to do so. And you know, so that has happened. He wanted the unemployment rate to go down to 3-something%, you know, and that has happened. He wanted some cursory he wanted significant gun laws to go through, but only got some through. He wanted the Inflation Reduction Act to go through, so we have more emphasis on more sustainable electric in the future. So he got through. You know, you can argue all of these things are terrible, but what he some of the things he wanted to do, he was able to do.
But how did he reduce inflation if it went from 2% to the highest it's been in 48 years, it's still higher than it was 40 years ago?
He got you there.
How did he lower it? I'm confused.
He got you there, buddy.
I'm confused.
Well, inflation spiked.
It's 6% now. It was up to 9%, right. But it was 2% 2 years ago. How is that lowering?
Look, I'm
the inflation, rocket scientist, but I don't understand that.
The Inflation Reduction Act was ill-timed. It really doesn't. It didn't do anything about inflation. So that's the first answer. But the second thing is, he did a terrible job if it comes to handling the economy. You know, if you, all of these things are bad, but what he wanted to do, he did. You know, he wanted to borrow $1 billion from our great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren for infrastructure, and he did it. Well, what did that do? It flooded more money. He wanted another stimulus package, and he did it. So it knocked up inflation. So he's tried to help bring down inflation a tiny bit, and maybe it's not really his sole doing. I'm just saying that, you know, if you were to go to presidentbiden.gov or whatever the White House's website is, well, it's probably whitehouse.gov, he would probably list 20 things he's done that he can say he wanted to do. You and I, sane individuals, can say, well, they're all bad, but...
Well, yeah, I want to go into the bank and take $150 million out, but if I do it, I'm going to be arrested for robbery, and that's really what he's done. He has robbed from the American people for the first 2 years of his administration.
Perfect illustration.
And it scares the bejesus out of me at what's going to happen the next two, or God forbid, if he gets in for four more.
Right, that's a perfect illustration. The robber's motive was to steal. He was successful at it. Go ahead, Joe.
But that's exactly what he's doing. You can't give a guy credit, Mark, for lowering inflation when he raised it he quadrupled it.
I'm not saying
And now it's only tripled. I mean, that's a good deal.
And then he passes an Inflation Reduction Act that doesn't reduce inflation for like 2 years. In the meantime, they were taking a victory lap because inflation was only at 5% last month. Wow, I'm thrilled.
And I'll tell you the other thing that should scare everybody. I always thought that there was no way in the world that anybody in the administration could be more feeble-minded or incompetent than Biden. And the problem now is when you look at from Kamala Harris to Mayorkas to Janet Yellen to just pick somebody, even the guy he wants to put in for the labor position who called farmers traffickers because all they do is hire illegal immigrants. It scares the heck out of me that I believe Biden's not the most incompetent guy in this administration. And that, at this point, we should just turn off the lights and say the experiment is over and just learn either Mandarin or Russian. My Lord, this is awful.
All right, we got you. Thank you, sir.
Always nice to end on a note of optimism, Harry.
Well, I mean, nobody's perfect, but this guy's been wrong about everything.
Well, I think he's perfect, a perfect fool.
Is there anything President Biden has done that actually benefits everybody? Well, the gun laws,
yes, there is.
Argue.
The fact that he doesn't do it for very much of the day. He only does it from 9 to 4.
Right. I think if he was up...
And 30 hours a week, according to the schedule was released last
imagine
week.
If he was...
By the way, the other thing about that, those hotels up in upstate New York, they also are facing some lawsuits because they canceled two wedding parties, including one that had 30 rooms booked for a June wedding. They have another one that was booked for May, but they are getting $190 a room per night, and they are now getting rid of regular business to take in the immigrants coming from the border.
And Joe says
Orange County, New York, Walk Hill, New York.
And Joe says they put those veterans out on the curb and said, you know, get your own.
That I don't know. I didn't see that. I know they took the housing away. Where they put them, I can't answer that.
Okay.
But I can tell you that they are the subject of two different lawsuits by two different wedding parties.
Okay. Well,
one which will be later this month, the 24th or the 20-something of this month, and one that is in June 24th that... they had contracts signed with them. The one they had contracts signed to give them 30 rooms, and then said, oh, by the way, we can't do this now. And that just came out this weekend.
Yeah, one of our listeners sent me a note that it was in Newburgh, New York, is where this is happening. Yeah. All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Harry. Thanks for calling in.
Yep. Have a good day.
Appreciate that. All right, you too. We got a fabulous email. We're going to read that in a few minutes.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
We just figured out Santa's secret.
Yes, we did.
Smart watches. He has the kids wear a smart watch, and he knows if they've been naughty or nice.
During the break, Mark informed me that he slept for 6 hours and nine minutes.
That's right.
Okay. I said, how did you know that? He said, my smartwatch.
Mm-hmm.
Must be smarter than you are. It was up all night.
It doesn't take much to be smarter than me.
Anyway, EB sent us a screed, which we could have gotten at the beginning of the program. She says, very interesting article in the New York Times late last week. The report from the House Republicans investigating Joe Biden and his family found no evidence of wrongdoing by the president. Let me say that again. The Republicans investigating Joe Biden have found no evidence of wrongdoing. Gee, I've been hearing from conservatives nonstop that Biden was influence peddling. I've heard endless talk about the Biden crime family, and yet the Republicans who launched this partisan witch hunt have so far found nothing, zero, zip, nada. Sort of like what the Democrats found in investigating Trump for Russia collusion.
That's false.
Since so much time has been spent discussing Biden and his family's crimes on the Mark, I thought I'd suggest that you devote an equal amount of time to discussing the fact that the Republicans have come up with a great big goose egg in their investigation. Make that the topic of today's show so that fake news Stan and your other conservative listeners will hear some truth.
Oh, we should have done this at the beginning of the show. I did notice that last week they had a news conference. They don't have any direct sort of bank account, like a check for $100,000 that goes to President Biden. So the presumption is that he's getting it in some other way.
Well, let's do what the Democrats said when they couldn't find anything on Trump. Let's let the investigation run its course and we'll see what happens.
Well, this isn't a real investigation. This is a fake investigation.
Well, anyway. You know, there are charges, credible charges against his son, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I don't think they had a smoking gun. And matter of fact, they lost a witness, which I found interesting. They were talking about that this morning on, of all places, Fox News.
What?
Maria Bartiromo yesterday was interviewing Congressman Comer, his committee, and they were talking about the investigation. And during the course of that, he dropped the fact that they had lost their whistleblower, that they can't find the guy now. And Maria Bartiromo came down on him and said, why, you lost your witness? You know, that doesn't make a lot of sense. How do you lose a witness?
I tell you the same thing. Tell you the same thing I tell my lovely bride whenever we lose something in the house. It'll turn up.
Oh, okay.
He'll turn up.
Well, if you were a Catholic, you'd bury a statue of St. Joseph in your front yard, or is that to sell your house? I'm not remembering.
I think that must be sell, because we've lost a lot of things and found them, but St. Joseph remains fine in the backyard.
Okay. Harry just hit a grand slam, one of our writers says. I'm in total agreement with him. And again, I would love to hear anyone call in with facts about how the border situation is a good thing for America. You know, it's funny because even on MSNBC this morning, they were talking about, well, we need to address substantive issues like the border issue. They were ignoring it for a year and a half, 2 years. Now, all of a sudden, they've got religion.
Just like the Republicans in the debt crisis.
Oh, yeah. No debt ceiling. They got religion, too.
All right, folks. To be continued. Tomorrow's Election Day. Make sure you get out the vote if you haven't already mailed it in. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. Remember when mailing it in was bad?
Bad.
You're out. You're